This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv, where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports.
Hi Clyde, we're ready to talk trash.
Yeah, here we are talking of Asian marketing, and we are back in Singapore for another video. This is our final video in Singapore, well, final for now in this series. And today we're going to look at trash. And specifically what's interesting here is we're going to look at the channel that this trash gets distributed in. And it's trash that begins where most of the marketing textbooks end, which is consumer's disposal. Right? In fact, it used to be in marketing textbooks you didn't even have that.
Yes, indeed.
It just ended with consumption.
That's it, yes.
And now we're a little bit more eco-sensitive, we add disposal.
Yeah, we start to think about the tail end, what happens basically when you put it in the trash can.
Exactly.
It doesn't disappear by magic, and this whole show starts to tell that story. I think it does a really nice job.
It does. They begin by showing what the channels are, the stages that the trash goes through from the time the trash collector. Now, this is a guy who on the weekends, he has another job, but he has this part-time job. He'll go around the flats and the blocks, and he'll call out, and people will hear him coming, and they'll put their trash out. Mostly it's paper, you know, newspaper wrapped
up. We're kind of talking more of the sort of recyclables, aren't we?
Recyclable stuff, but it could be electric. I saw in the video there's some speakers, maybe some monitors, something like this. Mm-hmm. Everything that is recyclable. Now, in Taiwan, we have to separate our trash ourselves.
Yeah.
But in Singapore, things are a little bit different. It all goes down a chute. Everybody's flat has a chute and just dump it down there. And it was really hard for me to adjust because I'm so used in Taiwan, if you don't separate it right, you get yelled at.
Yes, yes. I'm not sure anything else happens, but yes, you are supposed to put out those different categories, aren't
you? Yeah, you're supposed to do that, and they can sometimes separate it quite fine. Then they all go to recycle locations all around town. In Singapore, this guy comes around and he calls out and they come out. And it's a little bit of classical conditioning, people are used to it. But I really love how the channel flows.
Yeah, he rings a bell or what does he do?
He calls out, I think, was what it was. He's yelling out and he has special sayings. And I think, you know, if you live in Singapore for a number of years, you get used to it, you know. And you just dump your papers out there and he has string. He'll tie it all up for you and get it all ready. So it's interesting to see this guy working hard. But then our film crew follows his collection. Well, I tell you one thing interesting. Keep your eye out for when he collects on a floor. He just dumps it into one area. Then he goes to another floor, puts that in an area. Then he'll come down the elevator and stop the door from closing, go out and get his load, go to the next floor, get his load, go out and get the next floor. I don't know if you've done it in the UK, but you could not leave that thing around in the U.S. Trash? People steal your trash.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Am I wrong? Right?
But I think that's the great thing about Asia. You know, people aren't instinctively the stealing sort of type. So there's quite a lot that's done on trust. So I love that
a lot of trust
in the video.
Yeah, right. So he just hold the elevator open, go out and get at each floor, get down. Then he'll pile that up on his small cart or truck, and then the big truck will come, which is, you know, another level of the channel. They'll load it all up, and then our film crew follows that all the way down to the central distribution center where they process it.
Yeah.
So it's really a lot about channels. This could happen anywhere, but in Asia, because a lot of places are so, you know, population density.
It's very dense, isn't it? Yeah.
Right, you got to have a way to deal with this trash issue, and so this is one way. In Taiwan, maybe we'll shoot our own video about how we deal with it in Taiwan, which is more your own responsibility.
Right? It is. It's kind of, I think it's interesting here, because we have the whole, a certain element of recycling, but actually it tends to be the older, those that are unemployed or for some reason haven't got into a business. And then they tend to go around and pick the trash.
In Taiwan, kind of, you mean?
Yes,
yeah, right,
kind of
you see a lot of that. In fact, I used to work at a university, and they had a recycle program. Because, of course, you sell it. In a video, he weighs it, and he pays money.
Yeah.
You know, so there is money involved. You know, it is a real exchange system. So this university I was at, they were encouraging students to put all their trash in the different trash cans, you know, Fenlei, you know, everything. And in the end, didn't help. Why? Because every morning an old lady came in the campus and she was picking up all the trash to go sell it, all the cans and papers that were valuable.
Yes, that's it. I mean, it's here it's kind of because you've got this group who will do that, it becomes its own system, I think, which is kind of quite helpful. And people here actively, it kind of looks messy for a while. They might leave some cans out of the park. They've gone to drink as a group of friends, leave their Coke cans, other paper cups out. You think, what a mess. But sure enough, like within 30 minutes,
somebody
it's gone.
Along
one of the recycler ladies or men come round with their scooter. And here, I mean, of course, we see that piled up. Like we see in the video, it's a little bit more organized in the Singapore situation.
Right. I think in Singapore it's a bit more organized than it is in Taiwan. And in Taiwan you're supposed to do it yourself, but in Singapore they actually have a system where they allow this to function this way. So let's take a look at this 10-minute video.
Sounds good.
Oh. Camera.
the trash collection and all the channel involved? What do you think?
I think it's great because, as you said before, I think one of the critical things we often forget is once you throw something in the trash, what happens? And the way these guys have shown us that channel and a little bit of insight there, I think it's very, very, very helpful.
I think that's a kind of the marketing thing. You know, I'm always telling my students, in marketing, it's all around you, this idea of exchange, it's all around. And this is what we're talking about, it's exchange. This guy goes around, he makes money by buying the trash. The people selling it, they're selling it lower than if they took it to the recycle themselves, but the convenience factor, they just right out the door. The guy picks it up for you, ties it up for you, you don't even need to tie it up, he does it all for you, he's really good at it. And he takes it down to the channel. This is a form of exchange, it's just everywhere.
Yeah, and as you say, as we become greener, of course, and that awareness about being a little bit more green, of course, drives some of this.
But
I think the but the interesting thing is that these things do have economic value.
Right,
and
exactly.
Out of the back end, people are looking to recycle, opportunities to make money. So
a little bit of classical conditioning in there, how people get used to it, they fall in line as he comes up, they get used to that kind of call he has to get the paper out. So I think from a marketing perspective, a little bit of that. From an Asian perspective, again, it's just this small business thing where you can go out and you can. Everybody wants to be their own boss and they can run the show. And I'm not sure what his cash flow is, but I was told he just does this on the weekend as extra money.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, so again, a bit like Taiwan. You see people who do that a little bit on the side. It was interesting, too, when we were in Shanghai just recently in the summer. Then I saw people going around picking like bottles, cans out of the trash can.
Oh, really?
And I said, well, this is odd because they didn't look like the normal profile of someone who would be picking trash. And then someone told me, actually, these were students. I thought, geez, you know, is Professor Warden here? Is he, like, giving some students some very interesting projects to do? And then in all seriousness, I realized when we talked to a few people that actually they could make, you know, an interesting amount of money. So it was kind of worthwhile going the bottles and the cans. That kind of turned into
pocket
money.
Well, this is funny you say this because I have a story. My brother-in-law, when he first came to America, had a similar idea. He was very young. He came to do his master and PhD. And he couldn't understand why people leave their cans around. Because it's like money on the ground, right? Because in Taiwan, somebody be enterprising would already taken this market niche up, you know? So he collected cans for a while. I think it lasted about a week before he got very tired of it and realized he wasn't making enough for his effort. But, you know, he was just shocked that, you know, this niche is not taken care of.
Yes. I mean, as I say, I can't remember. I did calculate, but it was probably almost enough. Someone could generate almost enough to make, say, their meals for a week that way.
Oh, really?
Which was interesting for a student, you know, on a budget.
You know, I think it's not so much that it's the whole economic thing. It's not so much how much spending money people have, but there's a fundamental Chinese value on the frugality that even if you had it, if there were cans on the ground and you could make that for a week to save that money for food, you would do it.
Yeah,
it's not that they're poor.
No.
You know?
But exactly. I mean, it's another theme that runs through so much of what we talk about in our shows, the care that Chinese consumers take in terms of value. And, I mean, we see it extending into things like the service scape.
Right.
You know, how often do you see a really sort of luxurious service scape with lots of drapes and lots of decor and wood and extravagance and so on? They tend to be fairly minimalistic.
Minimal.
Frugal is minimized. I know, Clyde, you've done a lot of work around that on the TV shopping, of course,
right.
And where you see the service scape there, even in that setting,
very
the TV
minimal,
setting.
Trying to look like a night market, basically.
Yeah.
You know, light bulbs, everything very basic. Yeah.
Very, very basic. So, again,
and not because of production value. They've got the money.
Indeed.
They're making money hand over fist.
Yeah.
But it's the value.
The core value of frugality, being careful, getting the best bang for your buck, basically. And who's going to beat the Chinese to teach us on that one?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay, so that kind of wraps up our series of videos from Singapore. We'll have more in the future, but this was a really interesting opportunity to get a whole bunch together.
Yeah.
And I think we're jumping back to Taiwan, Shanghai, something like this in the next few. So we got to get that together. So that's our homework.
Yeah,
and we hope you stay with us and watch some more interesting talk of Asian marketing.
Great. We're enjoying it. Hope you are too.
This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv. where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports.